Shechiyanu, Vikimanu, Vigiyanu. We're starting a new Masech, the Maseches Gittin. Now, Maseches Gittin is a direct hemshich of Maseches Soita that we just finished, Bezus Hashem. The Pasuk says, in Parashas Kiseitze, Ki yikach ish isho v'olo. A man marries a woman. V'hoyom lo yisim tzachem be'enov. Ki motzo bo'er v'azdover. She's lo motzo chen be'enov. Because he found in her an er v'azdover. It's interesting, the first part of the pasuk says the reason why he makes a decision to be megarish her is lo yisim tzachem be'enov. It sounds very arbitrary. The second part sounds like ki motzo bo er v'azdover. He found a reason why he can't live with her, which is really the extension of Maseches Soita, the same way the Isser of an Isha that's Mizana, Zinze Tachas Baila, makes a chalois in the issues of Pirud. Between the two of them, they're also to live together, so that would be a reason to be Megarish. So at the end of the Masechta, we have the Machloikis about when a man should divorce his wife. Is it V'hoyolam Sitzachem Be'enov, or is it Kimotza Bo'er Vazdover? But that's the connection between the two, is the pirud, which is chal al yidei the issa shezinsa, is really the hemshech of the geirshin, which is chal between the two of them. So the Torah says, how is he taka megarish his wife? Because of lo sefer krisus, v'nosam biyoda, he writes for her a sefer krisus, we'll have to see what that is. V'nosam biyoda, there's a maisa nesino biyoda. Every word over here is important. The v'kosav is important, the law is the source that the get has to be written lishmo. Sefer is a definition. There are whole halachas that are learned out from that. And that sefer has to create krisus, a complete disattachment between the two of them. V'nosan, the maisin nesino, biyoda has to be directly biyoda. V'shilcho, that process of giving her a get has to include that is a maisa of shiluach mibeisoi, v'yotza mibeisoi. Now, if she's sent away, why does it have to say v'yotzmi beisoy? That itself has halachas. V'holcha v'hoysa li'ishachem. Interesting. Why is her remarriage part of the pasuk of gerushin? That also needs explanation. So the basic tzura of Maseches Gittin is to explain the halachas of this process and the maisa which creates that pirud, which is final, between husband and wife. So, as far as writing the get is concerned, what a sefer is, that we'll see. But the loshen of the Mishnah, Gittin, that's the name of the Masechta, is really not a loshen which is unique to the document that divorces a man, that with which a man divorces his woman. The word get really means beloshen agamar. It's not a positive word that we find in Chumash. It really means a shtar. Gite momoin, the Gemara will use, the Mishnayos will use, Gitei Momen as any Shtar Momen. A Shtar Havo could also be called a Get. And in that sense, that really mirrors what the whole Masechta is. This is the Masechta that really gets into a lot of the details of Shtoris. A lot of the halachas of Shtoris that are negeah to all over Shas, or Nizbar over here, Masechta's Gittin. The same way a lot of the Inyonim that are negeah to Kinyonim, not only Kinyon, Ish, Be'ishtoi, will be described in Mi'atz Hashem in Maseches Kiddushin. And there are basic clauses in making a legal document, a shtar, which has a din shtar, which are very relevant to understanding even the Mishnayos over here, and we're going to use that as a hakdama. As an aside, by the way, the word get is not only about shtorois, but there is a remez that get specifically has to do with the pirud ben ishu ben isha, and that is what Taisa says in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that the word get Gimel Tes is Begamatria 12. Because of that, the minig was Bimei Kadmoinim to write a get on 12 lines. That's still the Mishnah. 12, that's still the minig. The reason why 12 is get, but there's a deeper level of understanding also. Yaakov Avinu, on his way to building the home that would be the future of Klal Yisrael, has 12 Avonim. And the simin that will be given to him, that he'll be zoichet to be maimid, klal Yisroel, Knesset Yisroel, Kitzurosoy, is when those 12 avonim, look at Rashi in the beginning of Pash Vayetze, when those 12 avonim turn into one. The meaning of that is that 12 separate avonim are 12 disparate elements. Pirud, separate, distance, disconnected. When they form into one, when they're fused into one, that's really a moshul, for ish v'isha, shchina b'neim, sholem b'neim, shchina b'neim, they turn into one. the number 12 is the kechavim that circle the world. Each one is a separate zach. The number 13 is kaminyan echod, kaminyan ahava. The opposite of that, obviously, is a pirud ben ishu ben isha. That's the number 12. That's the deeper level of understanding in this. Vinishvi, as far as shtoris is concerned, let's give a hakdama. There's one halacha over here that's unique to get, and that is v'kosav lo, that the sefer has to be written lo for her lishma. Lo, the Gemara understands, mean lishma. However, the exact nature of what has to be written lishma, you can't take a standard document and just give it. Or if the get was written for somebody else, if you have a loan document that was written for somebody else and it's handed from a malva to a from a loiva to a malva, the malva will use that to prove that Shimon owes him $100 and he'll be able to be mitzi mamon with that. That'll serve as a shtar mamon. Over here, there's halacha because of law that has to be written lo lishma. What has to be written lishma? We have to explain a different halacha. There's a fundamental machlaikis which underlines the whole Maseches Gittin. And this is the famous machlaikis of Meir, Rebbe Elazar, Edi Chsima Karti or Edi Mesira Karti. What is a shtar? Fundamentally, most of us would say a shtar is Edus Bichsav on a certain event having happened. Reuven lends money to Shimon. The shtar is a raya that Reuven has that Shimon owes him the money. Therefore, Shimon Lamashal can't say parati. Shimon can't say the loan never happened. Can't say parati. Why am I holding on to a shtar? I have the shtar in my hand. Isn't that a raya that you owed me the money? And isn't it raya that you still owe me the money? So how does that work? What's the shtar? The shtar is, the fact is that there's edus. The edus is a way of giving over that information that the loan was there. L'chari get is also. The edim on the shtar, on the get, are made that the gerushin took place. This is an interesting kasha. L'chayra, if a shtar has edus b'chsav, there's a halacha if edim want to not come to Bezin to testify to something, they want to send it in writing. We say mipim v'loy mipiksovam. Why don't we have that problem over here by a shtar? Either you have to say that a shtar is a different entity, it's a different type of edus, some of the rishonim say. The Rambam holds that a regular shtar which is made on information, like a shtar halvo, might be only midrabanon. It's exer midrabanon. Otherwise, it would be as far as edus, as far as the testimony is concerned, it's mipik sovam, and it's not a shtar deraisa. But get obviously can't be not deraisa. We have halacha min haTorah of giving a shtar of the sefer krisus. So there we have to understand that the edus on the shtar is not just testifying that something happened, but it actually is creating. It's what we call a shtar kinyan, not a shtar raya. Shtar raya would be more like edus. Shtar kinyan is the shtar that creates the actual process. A person could make a shtar kinyan also on a field. That'll also be deraisa. He writes on a shtar, hare soda zu knuya lecho, and he gives that over, and there are edim on the shtar. That biyad, the recipient, is testimony, and it not only is a raya biyadoi, but it also actually creates the transfer of ownership on the field. Over here also, the get biyada, of course, after the fact, is a raya that she is divorced, but primarily what it is not the raya, it actually creates the gershon. Actually, it's the only way to create the gershon, by giving it over, v'nosan lo, v'nosan biyada, v'shulcha mibesi, that itself creates the chalois gershon between the baal v'ishtoi. The machlokes of Meir and Rebbe Elazar goes like this. Being that we understand that the shtar is something with edus, which and how does the edus actually create the shtar? Rameya Shita is that the shtar has to be a self-contained document which has the edus in it. The edus on the document makes that document legal tender, and with that it's not only a raya, but it has the chayach to actually create the transfer or the chalois, whatever you're doing, a soda or a gerushin. The edim are signed on the shtar. That's called edi chasima karti. It's the edim that signed chasima on the shtar itself. They create. Karti means they create the krisus. They create the chalois, whatever we're talking about, dine momnes or ishus. According to, by the way, shtar kedushin would be the same thing. One of the three ways of being koina and isha is by giving her over a shtar. So that would be the same shayla. According to Beleza, no. The shtar itself has the information about whatever chalois, whatever kinyan is transpiring. The Edim are the Edim that see the shtar being given over. Being that what creates the chalois is not just the Edim signing on the shtar, but the shtar has to be given over by the Baal to the Isha, or by a Soda from the previous owner of the field to the one who's getting the field from him, or let's say in Kiddushin, from the man to the wife. The giving over is what creates the chalois. The Edim are the Edim that witness the giving over of the shtar. That's called Eide Mesira Karti. We even have a Machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos says, so then those Eidim are necessary also because there is no Chalois Davar Shebe'erva without two Eidim, and Davar Shebe'erva Pachus Mishnayim. Same way a marriage, the Kiddushin, even if you're being Koinen, not with a Shtar. A man is being Koinen Isha the regular way, with Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, by giving over a Shavu Pruta. There have to be Edim to witness it, because a Chalois Davar Shebe'erva is not Chal without two Edim witnessing the actual Kinyan. The Get also, in order to create the Chalois Gerushin, there have to be Edim there. Says Tosfos, those two Edim are Edei Ri'iyah, in the sense of Edei Kiyum, and they're also the Edim that make the Shtar, Edim Mesira Karti. The Rif is of the opinion that the Edim that are signed on the Shtar, according to Blazer, you don't need Edim on the Shtar. Edim Mesira Karti means the Edim could be the Edim that witnessed the giving over the Shtar. The Shtar could just have the information, and the Edim that it was given over, and the Edim later on, even though the Shtar Biyoda, L'chere, wouldn't be Edus, because it doesn't have Edus on it, the Edim will have to come to Bezin, they'll have to be made, that the Shtar was a good Shtar. But if there were Edim on the Shtar, the Rif holds that now when the Shtar is Biyoda, after the transfer, the Edim that signed on the shtar, so to speak, are testifying biyodo that obviously the way it is biyodo is because she got it from him. This is the famous shita, the Rif, as explained the Ran in the end of Meseches Gittin. So that's the basic function of Reb Lez and Reb Meir as far as defining shtaris bichlal. What's negeya also specifically to Gittin is that when the Torah says v'kosav lo, the Torah is referring to that it has to be written l'shma, the essence of the shtar has to be written l'shma. What is the essence of the shtar? According to Reb Meir, the essence of the shtar, that which turns a piece of paper that has information into a shtar, what makes it into a edus and a koyach hakinyan that lives in the shtar, is the edim on the shtar. Therefore, he understands that the v'kosav lo refers to the edei chasima. They have to sign their names, l'shma l'shem, this woman. Let's say he had another wife with the same name. We'll see later on the Mishnais. If they sign l'shem whichever woman, they sign l'shem the other woman, it won't be good. Lo means it has to be signed for this wife, this husband, this wife. According to Reb Elezer, that's not the case, because you don't need Eidim to sign on a shtar. A shtar is a valid document, not because of the Eidim that signed, because of the Eidim that witness the giving over of the shtar. That being said, the Eidus are the Eidim that witness. So the Eidim Chesim are not the main part of the shtar. The essence of the shtar, the Kosav law, refers to the Nusach of the shtar itself. There are different chalokim of the Nusach of the shtar. The main Nusach is Hare'at, Muteres l'chol adam, that is what Gerushin is. Gerushin is matir l'shuk, and it has to have the Shem O'ish and the Shem O'isha. The times of Chazal, they also had the Mokoim of where the people lived, that we're not knowing to write. We do, or we're very makbid on writing properly, accurately, with the right spelling, the name of the place where the get is given. There shouldn't be any chshoshes that the get was a different get, a different couple, different marriage, and so on. So that's the basics of what Gerushin is. The Vinosan Biyodo, like we said, is definitely what makes the Maisin Asino, is what makes the Gerushin. What makes the Shtar, according to Remeir, is the signatures of the Edim on the Shtar. According to Abelezer, the Edim witnessing the Vinosan Biyodo, that's what makes the Shtar. But the Vinosan Biyodo is the way the Shtar actually does its job of creating the transfer and being mati the isha l'shuk. One last point. Normally, when a Reuven is giving something to Shimon, $100 a field, whatever it is, he can't give it to Shimon against Shimon's will. A get can be given, the venosan biyoda takes place, midaraisa at least, when a husband gives his wife a get, whether his get wife wants it or not, if he sticks it in her hand, or an extension of yodah, chatzera, her pocket, whatever it is, we'll see the pratim of that later on, or a shliach that was made by her, or a shliach of his that gave over the get, will be megarish whether she's interested or not. But since it's his koyach to create that krisus, it has to be done b'rtzoinoi, and it has to be done kifi ritzoinoi. He can make a tanai if he wants. He can make up whatever circumstances he wants that should be inherent as a tanai in the chalois of the gerushin. And the venosam biyodo also has to be directly from his hand to hers. The pratim of that we'll see in Yitz Hashem later on in the Masechta. And now let's start Mishnah Aleph, again with a short hakdama that's negated specifically to the dinim over here. And that is, normally when the recipient of a shtar receives the shtar, not only did the shtar do what it was supposed to do, be makna the field, create the gerushin, but it's also a raya beyond the party who's holding it. The edim on it, or the edim that could say about it, are testifying that the shtar was authentic, it was real, and it was given over kedas u'kedin. The assumption is there's a chazaka mideraisa that edim that are signed on a shtar are not cholila forged. Chazaka lechotzif inish leziufi ashtara. So when we see a document signed with edim, we assume that it's authentic. It doesn't make a difference if it's a loan document, a shtar halva, a shtar kinyan of a field, or a shtar get. We assume that the get biyad o yisho, biyad the malva, biyad the koina of the soda is authentic. There's a chazaka to that effect. However, chazal were choishish, and chazal allowed the person who's having the money, or his wife in this case, taken away from him, to challenge the validity of that shtar, and to say mizuyif, and the shtar is going to have to undergo a process called kium. We learned about this in the second subas in the second parak, where you're going to have to authenticate the signatures, the signing of the shtar. That being said, a woman could show up in Beis Din, and she could show the Beis Din in a town that she was divorced some 10 years ago in her hometown, and the Beis Din will accept that shtar, mid'raisa. However, mid'rabbonon, the husband can show up, and the husband can challenge that shtar, and she'll have to be mekayim. We don't want a situation, obviously. It's one thing by a shtar halva. It's another thing by a gerush, and you're going to allow her to get married. She gets married. Husband challenges it. Din d'rabbonon, that now we don't believe the shtar. What's going to happen? Because of that, there was a takono put into place that the get has to be validated, or it has to be easily validated by the fact that the parties are on site or nearby. Therefore, Chazal, this is a takona that goes back many years before the Mishnayis, where a get that was written in a different place has to be validated, it has to be in the sky. It needs, if the get comes from another place, where you have to assume that you're not going to be able to find Edim to come into Beis Din on request to validate the get, to validate the signatures of the Edim that are signed on the get, so then the woman is going to be left in limbo. It's a mikshel. So therefore, the halacha is kimavur in the Mishnah. Hamevi get medinas hayom. Somebody who brings a get from another country. Pashtus medinas hayom means chutz loretz. In the Loshna Mishnah, medinas hayom doesn't only mean someplace that's overseas. It means any other country besides for Eretz Yisrael. Tzorach sheyoymar b'fonei nechtav u'b'fonei nechtam. The shliach who brings the get, we'll see how a shliach is in this manner, but a shliach represents the Baal, that he can do the ma'isa of v'nosan biyodo, and it's considered that the husband. It's not enough for the woman to have the get. The woman has to get the get with the ma'isa nesina from the husband's hand. The shliach could do that job, but we're not going to believe him that the shtar is validated. Because he's only one aid. And normally kiyum shtaritz needs two. Over here there was a special takana, not to make undue hardships. Mishum iguno akilu barabonon. And we believe in eid echot, similar to being matir and ishal the shulk, when an eid echot says that her husband died, sugis in the end of Yevamos. Over here we have as well another place, mishum iguno akilu barabonon, where there's a parallel in the sugis, where the Gemara asks the same kasha, l'chor ne'ed echor is not neman, ein dov shvev vox mishnayim, it's connected to schaz gesur, mamish the same loshon, the Gemara in Gittin dav beiz, and Yevamos in Pezayin, in the sugis of Aguna. Over here the halacha is that the shliach, even though he's a ne'ed echor, is believed, takono, he has to say, b'fonei nechtav, u'b'fonei nechtam. B'fonei nechtav, he has to say that the get was written properly, u'b'fonei nechtam, the get was signed. The way we just explained, the reason, the necessity of this, is for Kiyum Shtaris, the important part, is the B'fanei Nechtav. not the Bafanei Nechtav. Why the Bafanei Nechtav? So the Gemara says something interesting. Normally we would not believe one aid to be Mekayim Mishtar. It's only over here Mishum Iguno. So in order to make that this is a unique takana and get, we added on, Chazal said, besides for the Kiyum Shtaris, Bafanei Nechtav, there's also a Bafanei Nechtav, in the sense that a shtar, a get, has different dynamics than a regular shtar. This is the Mahalach, had a learn Pshan, the Mishnah, according to the Amayru Rava. Rabba added, Rabba agreed to Rava, the Gemara comes out, Lamaskano, but Rabba, the famous Machlokes of what the tam of the Gzera of Bafanei Nechtav, Bafanei Nechtav, and Rabba, because he's reading the Mishnah of Bafanei Nechtav, added another detail. It goes back to what we discussed before. That Avivait, the Iker of the Shtar, is that it has to be written over here, specifically by Get, L'shmo, L'shem, this Isha. So over here, they added on a Takona, and this is what it has to do with Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlot. The first two Mishnayos over here are going to be busy with the geographical details. This was a Takona from Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlot. The way we describe Kiyum Shtaris has nothing to do with which country it is. It has to do with, there's a distance between two places, and if the Shket, if the Shtar is challenged, you might not have Edim to back up the authenticity. So Mele, bring the Edim in the sense of the Shliach, he'll be the Edim to be Mekayim the Shtar. What does that do there? It's all the Chutzlots. But the Mishnah puts a doggish on that. The Mashmos is, there's another element over here. The Gemara understands, the Gemara brings B'Shem Rabbo, that there was a time, hundreds of years before Bavel was densely populated, maybe even before Churban Bayis Rishon, there was a Tkufa when there was a lack of knowledge of the din of writing a get l'shmo. And because of that, there's a chshash that a get that's sent from Chutz La'aretz, the details might be not as well known, l'halocha, and a get could be sent that wasn't written l'shmo. And the chshash over here was, for if the get's not written l'shmo, for the shliach to be made b'fanei nechtav, it means l'shmo. That's the uniqueness of a get. Now, Rabbi's maskim that the fundamental principle over here is Kiyum Shtaris, and that's what the Gemara calls the Rabbi's maskim to Rava. He adds this detail. But the mashmos of the Mishnah is like Rabbi, that there's something unique over here by get. We explained it like Rava, but like Rabbi, it makes sense why the Mishnah adds the geographical details, because this chshash that they were not bekiyim belishmo is a din in Medinas Hayom as opposed to Eretz Yisrael. Now let's see the rest of the Mishnah, and in context we'll understand all of it. Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, Afa mevi min harekum min hacheger. Rabbi Gamliel lists two places, these are not stamp places. These are two places that are on the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, they're on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, probably on the border between Eretz Yisrael and Jordan, L'chayra, between Eivra and Yarden, because Unklus, Taiches, Ben Kodesh u Ben Borod, Ben Rekam u Ben Chagra. The Rav brings it. So Ram Gamliel says that even though these two places are in Eretz Yisrael, still, there's a certain amount of distance. The people from Eretz Yisrael don't travel frequently to there. The people from there don't travel frequently to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's a lack of communication, what the Gemara calls Ein Shayoris Mitzuyos. And therefore, the Chshash is that there won't be Edom available. Over here also, they need Kiyum, even though Be'etzem, they're officially near Eretz Yisrael. It shouldn't be called Medina Sayom. They still, they're part of the Takona. In Eretz Yisrael itself, there's no need for a shliach to say B'fanei Nechtav u'B'fanei Nechtav. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Afilu Mikvar Ludim L'Lud. They have the same name, but they're not the same place. Lud is, today they have, they call where the airport is, where Ben Gurion is, they call that Lud. It's not that far from Bnei Brak, from Tel Aviv. In that sense, Lud, L'chayr, is definitely in Eretz Yisrael. What the Mishnah means to say is there was a place called Kvar Ludim, which is not that far from Lud, but it's outside the border of Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, even though Be'etzem, it's within the confines of Eretz Yisrael, you have to understand, and this is a Hakdama that the Rishonim make, and there's a lot of interesting facets of this, is that the borders of Eretz Yisrael that we use in the context of this Mishnah are not the borders of Eretz Yisrael delineated in the Torah in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. Why? Because that was the land of Eretz Yisrael as captured by what's called the Oile Mitzrayim. Later on, after hundreds of years, 800, 900 years later, Klal Yisrael was sent into Golus. The Oilei Bovel that came back, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael had been Nisbatl. Kedusha Rishayna is Nisbatl. When they came back, they were Mekadosh again, the Kedusha, the Gavitrum, Mismaisus, all the Mitzvahs at Luis Baretz, was Chal on the places that was Nichbash Aide Oilei Bovel. Many places that were in Eretz Yisrael in the first place of Mikdosh were not recaptured by the Oilei Bovel. They had limited autonomy and limited control of the territories. And there were places that were even within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. There were Muvla. Muvla is the Lashon, the Gemara over here, where they're swallowed up, they're surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. There were pockets of places. You have that Lav Dlav Havdolos today also, where Yidden live and where Arabs live in Eretz Yisrael. There are pockets of places where Yidden are kamat not in control, even though they're surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. Those places were not Niskadish B'Kedush Eretz Yisrael. So the Takona of two places, which L'Chaira, when you have, there should be Shayos Mitzuyas from place to place, because it's Mamash Samach V'Nira, but I feel a hockey, the Takona is a Takona. What Rebbe Elazar means to say over here is that even though these two places are Samach, the Poshita reading of the Mishnah is that Kfar Ludim is to the east of Eretz Yisrael, the east of Yerushalayim. Lud is to the west, closer to the Yam HaGodl, close to the Mediterranean. The Mashmos over here is that Kfar Ludim is that way. Some Rishonim say that. Other Rishonim understand that no, Kfar Ludim is a place that's to the west of Yerushalayim. It's more the densely part, populated part of Eretz Yisrael. However, it's Muvla, it's a packet that was not controlled by the Oilei Bovel, and therefore, Rebbe Elazar had to be mechadish that even that has the takana. V'achomim ha'imrim, ein etzorach sheyoyma b'fonei nechta v'fonei nechtam, ele ha'mevim imdines ha'yom v'ha'moylech. What are the Chachom arguing on? What are they adding? What are they saying? The Chachom hold like the Tanakama, which means the Tanakama said that the takana over here of the shliach saying v'fonei nechta v'fonei nechtam was only by maybe I get Mimdines Hayom. Dines Hayom means someplace that's out of Eretz Yisrael. Not what Rebbe Gamliel is talking about where it's Mamish Samach V'Nira, like Rekhan V'Cheger. Not a place that's Muvla in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, like Kfar Lud and Lelud. The Chacham hold that it has to be Mimdines Hayom. They reiterate, Tzorech Sheyayimah B'Fanei Nachem V'Fanei Nachem, only by a maybe Mimdines Hayom V'Amaylech. They're repeating the Chacham. What's the Tesefis Dvarim that they're adding to the Chachamim? Is they're adding the last detail, not only a Mevi Mimdina Sayom, V'hamoylech, somebody who's taken from Eretz Yisrael, to Medina Sayom. So there has to be a certain amount of distance, geographical. However, it goes both ways, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlatz, from Chutzlatz to Eretz Yisrael. This, by the way, is a Raya Muchrachas, which the Gemara brings. That the Ikka concern over here is the distance because of Kiyam Shtaris, not because of Lishma. Because then it wouldn't go when you're taking a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So that's the Gemara's Raya Muchrachas, that Rabba, of course, is Moedet to Rava. He's just adding another element, Kimeduik, in the B'fanei Nechtav. What about if somebody's going from place to place in Medina Sayyam? So that also, if it's Mimdina Lumdina, there's no difference Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael. What about from India to Pakistan or from China to Japan? Same thing. So over there as well, Tzorech Sheyayimah B'Fanei Nechtam, B'Fanei Nechtam. What's significant over here is that it's clear over here that the concern was Al Tzkiyam Shtaris. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Afilu Mehegmonya Lehegmonya. The word hegemonia is like territorial control. In English, we still have a reminiscent of the same word hegemony, which means control, complete control by one political power. So what happens, what it means to say is over here, what happens if you have one place which is considered, not China to Japan, you have one place which is considered one city even, East Berlin to West Berlin, when there was a gate there, v'chule, it's one place. But there's different political control. The lack of political control over one place will create difficulty going from place to place. You're going to have to smuggle yourself from one side of the city to the other. So the fact that there's Ein Sheyoris Mitzuyas, that there isn't Eidim Mitzuyin, even though it's one place, there was still Geuse. Now, it's clear that the stress over here in the Mishnah, these last two shtikluch, has to do with distance and lack of Edim being able to come. The Nekuda over here is not based on Lishmo, because if Lishmo was the concern, what happens if it's down the block? If you tell me that in Chutzlar, it's the Lesbikim, the Dinim of Lishmo, so it could be from 47th Street to 48th Street in Borough Park, and it would still have the same chash, because the lack of Yediyah of Lishmo. So it's clear that the Mishnah doesn't see the din of Lishma as a primary concern, only as an added concern, Lefi Rabba, and Rabba rejects that completely. This is the first Mishnah. There's a lot of sugyas that come up in the context of these dinim. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mirekem Lemizuch, Virekem Kimizuch. This is an added detail to what we just learned. Rekem, like we said, is in the east side of Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what's the border? So the Mishnah is just adding a geographical detail that Rekem is mamish on the border. Rekem is already loyad bechlal. It's already on the Mizruch side. Ashkelon, which is the south, Ashkelon is not far away from the border with Aza. Today, that's people know a little bit more where that is. Is against the Yam HaGodl, further south in Eretz Yisrael. Ashkelon Ledoroim, and Ashkelon is already out of Eretz Yisrael. It was not taken over by the Eile Bovel. So therefore, it has din of chutzla as kedorim. Akoi, which is all the way to the north, it's near the border with Lebanon. Akoi litzofin, va'akoi kitzofin. Akoi is already outside of Eretz Yisrael. Remei oimer akoi ke Eretz Yisrael legitin. He disagrees, and he says that Akoi is a place where there is a back and forth, a complete back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and not. And therefore it has din of Eretz Yisrael. And there's no need for b'fan enechta b'fan enechta. Akka is an interesting discussion. Taisa and all the Rishonim and Avbeis. And what they come at is they have Rayas from Yerushalmi and other Makaris that Akka actually had two parts. One part was not taken over by the Eile Bavel. It was definitely in the border of the Eile Mitzrayim. But the borders that we dan on in this Mishnah are the borders of the Eile Bavel in times in the second base of Mikdash. Part of the city was, part of the city wasn't. Chelek HaTzvoini and the Chelek HaDroimi. Vinishvi, both parts are considered distant from Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, according to the Tanakhama over here, Akoi Kitzofoin. Remei holds, no, Akoi, there's enough smichus to Eretz Yisrael, enough back and forth frequency that's to be considered Eretz Yisrael, Be'inyin Dinze. Taisus also has a hard time understanding Rekem being Kemizrach, it's not in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like the Eile Bavel didn't capture Rekem. Taisus has a raya from a medrash, a sefri, that's not so. Rekem was from the city Shekov's Eile Bavel. So what he says is that be'etzim, in terms of mitzvahs at Luis Baritz, if you'd plant cucumbers there, it would have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Even in the times of the second base of Mikdash, it was nichbash hayde Eile Bavel. However, it's somewhat distant from the population centers of Eretz Yisrael, and they gave it a din of chutzlaretz. That's the chiddush over there. They gave it a din of chutzlaretz, even though Be'etzim has din of Eretz Yisrael. So this is subjective, and Chazal are the ones who define what's bechlal v'takana, what's not.